Tanis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tanis Babli, Daf Lamed, the beginning Yerushalmi, on Daf Chof Dalad Amad Aleph, on the ninth wide line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol, Andrinus, Kesar, Hoyreg, Rebeitar, Shwenim, Elef, Ribri. Rabbi Yochanan says the voice, meaning Hakol Kol Yaakov, was due to Adrianus, Kesar, Hadrian. He killed in Beitar 800,000 people. Rabbi Yochanan said 80,000 pairs of horn blowers, his troop leaders, surrounded Beitar, and each of the pointed over many soldiers. And Ben Kuziva was there with 200,000 men with cut off fingers, means he said that to serve in his army, one must bite his finger to prove his gevurah. Chacham said to him, "How long will you make Yisrael Baal Imumim blemished?" He asked, "How can I test their gvura, their strength?" They said, "Anyone who cannot ride on a horse in a Abuda Cedar of Lebanon will not be written in your list of soldiers." He had 200,000 of these men, and 200,000 of these men means 200,000 of men with the cut off fingers and 200,000 men who rode on a horse and uprooted a cedar. And when he went out to war, he said, "Master of the world, don't help us and don't destroy us." Quoting from the pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Samach, Pasuk Yudbeis, "Is it not you, Hashem, who has forsaken us, and who does not go forth, Hashem, with our hosts?" Shalosh Shanim, Umechse, Asa, Andrinus, Mekhev HaBeitar, Bahabe Blaze, Hamudoi, Yoshev HaRasak, Valeifer, Mithpalel, Bachol Yoim, Va'im Yerubin Olamim, Alteshev, Vadin Hayoim, Alteshev, Vadin Hayoim. For 3.5 years, Hadrian surrounded Beitar, Ablezer, Hamudai was sitting with sackcloth and ashes and praying every day and saying, "Master of the world, don't sit in judgment today, don't sit in judgment today." Ba Adrinus Mezole Amale Kad Kutoi Loitezalach Dana Chami Ma Ma'avidim Mashim Lach Medinta. Hadrian wanted to go away. One quickly said to him, "Don't go, I'll see what can be done to give the city to you." Al lay min beva de madinta, abba ashkech reblaza amudoi, kaim matzli, avna shela, lachishle, regoi udne. He entered through a drainage ditch to the city, and he found Rebeleza amudoi standing and praying. He pretended to whisper in Rebeleza's ear. Amoine bene madinta, raisune, gabi ben kuzva. Amule, chaminen hain saba, mishtoile chavivcha. Amale ma amadle, ma amaloch. People of the city saw him and brought him to Bar Kokhba. They said to Bar Kokhba, "We saw this elder speaking to your dear uncle." Bar Kokhba said to him, "What did you say to him and what did he tell you?" Amalei ana amalach malka katoli v'iloi ana amalach at katol yafei tavli malka katol yafei v'iloi at amalei amali da'anana mashlim medin toi. The elder said, "If I tell you, the king will kill me. If I don't tell you, you will kill me. It's better that the king killed me and not you." He said to Bar Kokhba, "He said to me, I'll give over the city to the besiegers." Asa gabi rabalaza medoi, amalei ma amalach hadein kutaya, amalei leklum ma amalei, amalei leklum, yaavlei chad ba'ut vekatlei. Bar Kokhba went to rabalaza medoi. He said to him, "What did this Kuzi say to you?" And he didn't say anything. "What did you say to him?" "I didn't say anything." Bar Kokhba kicked him once and killed him. Miyad yad sabaskal ba'amma habi roi ha'alil azvi adzoin chayav al zoyoi ba'al ein yiminoi zoyoi yavoi shtivash ve'ein yiminoi kehei teche havagte esu lazav medoi zoran shokon yisol ve'ein yimino nefichach zoyoi shal oisoi ha'ish yavoi shtivash ve'ein yiminoi kehei teche. Immediately, a basketball came out and said, quoting from the pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. A worthless shepherd who abandons the flock, a sword is on his arm and his right hand. His arm shall wither and his right hand shall dim. You killed Rabbi Elezer and Medoy, the arm of all his soul and their right eye. Therefore the arm of that man will dry and his right eye will weaken. Miyad Nilkud Beitam and Erag Ben Kazuva. Asen Te'inun Reishe Gabe Andrinus Amelain. Man katal adein amalei echad kutaya, ana katalte amalei chamili v'tumei chamili v'tumei. Immediately, Beta was captured and Bar Kokhba was killed. They carried his head to Hadrian. He said, who killed him? A Kusi killed, said, I killed him. He said, show to me his body. He showed his body to him. Ashach chachina karucha alav amei alulei elekad katli man have yochel katli. וקרא עליו, אם לא כיצורם, מחרם, והשם הסגירם. He saw a snake wrapped around him. He said, had Elohim not killed him, who could have killed him? He applied to him the Pasuk and draw him Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed, unless their mighty rock has sold them out, and Hashem has given them over. והיו הוגים בהם והולכים עד ששוקה הסוס, אדם עד חדמי, והיה אדם בגלגל סליים, ועושה ממצר, עד שהלך אדם בים אבוס מיל, ותאים משי קרבה לים, ועלה יוחקים מן הים אבוים מיל. The Romans were killing people of Beitar and going until the horse was submerged in blood until its nose, and the blood was causing rocks the weight of 40 sar to roll until the blood went into the sea, and it had the appearance of blood for 4 mil. If you say that Beitar is close to the sea, it's 40 mil from the sea. Amu Shalish Meis Meichet and Likos, Matsa Levin Achas, and Matsa Shalish Kupais, Exusay Trillin, the Tesha Tesha Sign, the Yisha Mim Tesha, Shal Shalish Shalish Sign. Instead, they found brains of 300 children on one rock, and they found three baskets of Kathesis, which is the boxes that house the parchments of Trillin, of people killed, of 9 Sign each, and some say 9 baskets of 3 Sign each. Tani Yashim Gamliel Eimer, Chamesh Meis, Bate Seishim Hayu Beitar, הקוטן שבהם אין פחס מחמש מאות תינקס, והיימים הם בואו הסיינים עלינו במכתבים הללו, הנייצים עליהם ומנה כועס עיניהם. Vice says, Rishim Gamliel said that there were 500 schools in Beitar, and the smallest didn't have less than 500 children. He used to say, if the enemies come upon us, with these statuses we will go out to fight them, and poke out their eyes. מכיוון שגרום אבוינו צריך כוח עם כל אחד ואחד בספרי וסוף מנה יצוי מכלון לשתיה אלא אני וכרה גרמי איני אוי ללא לנפשי מכל בני סירי. A various cause that the enemy wrapped each child in a sefer from which he learned and burned him, and from all of them only I remained. Roshim Gamliel applied to himself the Pasuk in Eicha Per Gimel Pasuk Nun Aleph. My eye sullies my soul more than all the daughters of my city. Kem Godol Hayal and Dryness Arasha Shmoinas and Mil or Shmoinas and Mil Vimin Tiveria Lisipari Vikifu Gader Mearugi Beitar Malikoima or Pitcher Yodayim. The evil Hadrian had a big vineyard of 18 by 18 mil. That's like from the distance from Tiveria to Lisipari. He made a fence around it from people killed in Beitar. He piled up the bodies to a person's height with his hands extended for amos. He decreed not to bury them and didn't retract and decreed to bury them until another king took power and decreed to bury them. Huna said that from when they permitted burying those killed in Beitar, they enacted in Bekaz Mazan the bracha of Hatoiv Hametiv. Hatoiv, he's good because they did not decay, Hametiv, and he gives good that they were permitted to bury them. And Rav Yossi Eimer, Nun Beis Shana Asa Beitar La'achachorban Beis Hamikdash, V'lam Acharva Ashed Liko Neiris La'achachorban Beis Hamikdash. Rice says from Rabbi Yossi, Beitar lasted 52 years after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Why was it destroyed? It's because they lit Neiros men out of joy after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Lama Lika Neiros, Shayu, Bliuti Yerushalayim, Yerushim, באמצע המדינה, וקדו דהבן חמין ברנש, צלג לירושלים, הבן עמלי, וגיין דשם אינן הלך, הלך דעת בוי מתעבדו, או קינטס, ובורבוסס, ולעמלין, לייפת בדעתי. Why did they light candles? It's because the officers of Yerushalayim dwelled in the city, in the middle of the city. When they would see someone ascend to Yerushalayim, they'd say to him, it's because we heard about you that you want to become an officer or advisor. And he would say, that's not my intent. V'dil d'shaminan alach da'at boi mezavna v'usayi d'ilach v'hu amalayin leith b'da'ati v'have chavoy amalay ma at boi min dein kosur v'ana chasam av kosur v'chavoy chasam av meshalkin u'nisa l'barbisa v'amalay in asa palanya me'ol usaya d'idei lo tishbekine d'hi zavina v'gamon. They say to him, it's because we heard about you that you want to sell your field. And he would say, this is not my intent. And the officer's friend said to him, what do you want from this person? Write and I'll sign. He wrote that he bought the field, and his friend signed. They sent the document to his household and said to them, if anyone will come to enter the field, don't let him, because I bought it from him. We came in to have a shama in hoin kain have a amma halavai itavim aglida hugavra v'le salak liyushalem. Once Pliny heard from them, he said, I wish that man, since my legs are cut off and he didn't go to Shalayim, because through this I lost my field. Sadu sa'adeinu mileches v'chovesenu. Sadu sa'adeinu adstei ochosei dahu besa. Kav kitseinu kav kitsei dahu gat besa. Mole yeminai malai male yemaya dahu besa. And this is what it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, Peg, Dalet, Pasuk Yudches. They dogged our steps and prevented us from walking in the streets. Sadu Sadeinu Adsti means should be desolate the path to that bias, we should not need to go there. Kaukitseinu, may the end of that house come close. The Amenu should be short and finished the days of that house. Also, the people of Beitar, it didn't turn out well for them, as the Pasuk says, that one who rejoices over another's downfall will not be cleansed. There were two brothers in the village of Chariva. Rumors had come upon them, and the brothers would kill them. The brothers said, the essence of the matter is to put Hadrian's crown on Shimon HaKochba's head. She said, the Harumoi, Osem in the Nafkin, Hagabe, Chadsav, Amaloin, Reichin, Sudinchoin, Amar Layasid, Layismich, Halaata, Likim, Zartena. They heard that the Romans are coming. When the brothers went out, an elder encountered them. He said to them, your creator should help you. One of the brothers said, we don't need his help, nor his support. Quoting from the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Samach, Pasuk Yudbeis, is it now you, Hashem, who has forsaken us? And due to this, they died. Shnei Arozim hayu b'har mishcha tachas, echad mehem hayu mechim arba chanayos, there were two cedar trees in HaMishcha. Under the branches of one of them were four stores selling taharos, and from one they took out four saim of chicks from birds that nested in its branches every month, and this sufficed for the kinim, for the bread offerings for all of Yisrael. Have a mapic to last of mine, Marvin, the Garbin, the Marikia, the Kaita, all the voice to Shiva. Balama Chavav, Yeshemim, they have Nus, Yeshemim, Shahayu, Masachim, the Kador. From Mount Shimon, they extracted 300 barrels of jam in the summer, every era of Shabbos. Why was it destroyed? Some say it was due to Zenus, immoral behavior, and some say it was because they played with a ball on Shabbos. First, Alofim, Ayoros, Ayu, Bahar, Melech, Levelazle, Ben Chalsim, Elef, Nikulam, Okanegdam, Elef, Srinais, Bayam, Okalam, Oh, there were 10,000 cities in Ha-Hamelech, and Ablaz ben Chasim owned 1,000 of them, and corresponding to them, 1,000 boats in the sea, and all of them were destroyed. Three cities, the ledger of royal revenue from them ascended to Yerushalayim in a wagon, Kabul, Shechin, and Migdal Savaya. All three of them were destroyed, Kabul due to argument, Shechin due to witchcraft, and Migdal Savaya due to Znus. Those crying for Echad Echad Hayim might see Giflayim, Kids and Mitzrayim, Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlaya, Kfar Zichraya. Three villages, each of them had twice as many people as left Mitzrayim, Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlaya, and Kfar Dichoya. Lamu Kawilain Kfar Bish, Delay Havun Makablin, Av Labur, Lamu Kawilain Kfar Shechlaya, the Havun Mabayan, B'nei Hain, Shisei Keilain, Tach Lusaya, Vlamu Kawilain, Kfa Dichraya, the Avon Kornashein, Yaldan Dichrin, Eloi Havas Chadarinhoin, Nafka Min Taman, Havas Yaldan Nakeva. Why was it called Kfa Bish? They didn't accept guests. Why was it called Kfa Shechlaya? They increased children like Shechlayim and Kress, and growth quickly. Why was it called Kfa Dichraya? All the women gave birth to Dichrin, to males. Will not leave there, she would not give birth to a female. Amr Yochanan, Shmoinim Zugim, Achim Kehanim, Nisr, Shmoinim Zugais, Achyois Kehanais, Velay Echad, Adar Gufna, Chutzme, Achim, Velay Achyois, Meachyois, Velay Achim, Chutzme, Leviim, Chutzme, Sol. Yochanan said that 80 pairs of Kehanim brothers married 80 pairs of Kehanim sisters in one night in one place. It excludes brothers who married non-sisters, sisters who married non-brothers, Levim and Yisraelim. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shmoinim Chanayos Shel Oigei Polges Hayu B'Migdal Savaya. Rabbi Yochanan said that 80 stores of people who weave silk scarves were in Migdal Savaya. Am Rabbi Chia Ba'aba, Shmoinim Chanayos Shel Moichi Ta'aros Hayu B'Kfar Ima. Rabbi Chia Ba'aba said that 80 stores of people who sell Ta'aros were in Kfar Ima. Yumia b'shem b'chia ba'aba shmoinim sadoi shal mateches hayu b'shichin. Yumia quoting b'chia ba'aba said 80 wagons of pure metal were in tzichin. Amav Yanai shidur lo haisa b'yameinu. Yanai said that we don't have one such wagon nowadays. Yumia b'shem b'chuna oime hi haisa katana shibba mishmarois v'hi haisa m'chia shmoinim b'chamisha eles hirchi gehona. They were quoting Rav Chunah, said that Shechem was the smallest mishmar, and it had 85,000 young kohanim. Rav Yochanan, Shmoinim Elef, Pirchei Kohanah, Neogu, Al Domei, Shal Zecharia. Rav Yochanan said that due to the blood of Zecharia, 80,000 young kohanim were killed. Rabbi Yudan Chal, the Rabbi Acha, Echen Holgeth, Zecharia, Be'ez Zanoshim, or Be'ez Yisrael. Rabbi Yudan asked Rabbi Acha, where did they kill Zecharia? Was it in the Ezes Nashim or in the Ezes Yisrael? Lai, Lai be'Ezes Yisrael, Lai be'Ezes Nashim, and be'Ezes HaKeihanim. Acha answered it was not in Ezes Yisrael and not in Ezes Nashim, rather it was in Ezes Keihanim. Lai, Lai Nagu Bedame, Lai Kedam Ha'ayah, Lai Kedam Hatsi, Damon, Ksir B'Shachach Ez Damai, Ksir Ba'Afa. Gemara asked, did they conduct with his blood less honorably than the blood of a wild goat or a deer? There it says, in Vayikra Perek Yizayin Pasuk Gimel, and he shall spill its blood and cover it with earth. So why do they leave the blood of Zechariah exposed? Ki dama b'secha haya al tzechiach sela v'masu kolkach lama l'halayf chema l'nkoim nokam v'fati ez dama al tzechiach. The answer is that, however, here it says in Yecheskel Perek Chaftalah Pasuk Zayin, for her blood was in her midst, on the smooth rock she set it. And why is this? Hashem arranged it remained exposed, and that's the next Pasuk Ches, so that it might bring up Shuri, the vengeance might be taken, I have placed her blood on us as well, not to be covered. That's in order that it will be avenged. Sheva Abirus Avri Saw Vaisahayim, Ogul Koyan, Renovi Vidayan, Shofmudam Noki, Timus Azor, Vishabasu Yamakipurim Hoya. Israel transgressed 7 Abirus that day when they killed him. They killed a Koyan, a Novi, a judge, they spilled innocent blood, they went Matame, the Azorah, and it was Shabbos, and it was Yom Kippur. Kirin Sha'ola, Nivazadin, the Khan, Ra'a Sadam, Tresis. Mati Roshel, Amulai, Dam Poem, Ukrosim, Elim, Shain, Makrim, and Gabi Hamizbeach. Once Nivazadin ascended to here, he saw the blood was bubbling, and he said to them, what's special about this blood? And they told him, it's blood of bulls, sheep and rams that we use to offer on the Mizbeach. Miyad Hevi Poem, Be'elim, Ukrosim, Shachdam, Alav, Adana, Dam Tesis, Kirin Shalei, Hoidulai, Anu, the garden, immediately he brought bulls, rams, and sheep, and slaughtered them on the blood, and still the blood was bubbling. Since they didn't admit to him, he hung them in the court to make them confess. They said, since Hashem wants to demand his punishment of his blood through our hands, we will admit to him. He said to him, it's the blood of the Kohen, Novi, and Judge. He was prophesying about us, about all that you're doing to us, and we stood upon him and killed him. Immediately he brought 80,000 young Kohanim and slaughtered them. Still the blood was bubbling. At that time he rebuked the blood, saying, what do you want? Will we destroy the entire nation for you? Immediately Hashem was filled with mercy. He said, if Nebuchadnezzar, who is flesh and blood, and he is cool, was filled with mercy on my children, I, about whom it says, in Dvarim, in Peragalip, because he is a God of mercy, Hashem, your God, he will not loosen his hands, and he will not upon you, and he will not destroy you, and he will not forget the covenant of your fathers, all the more so, immediately Hashem hinted to the blood, and it was swallowed in its place. Rabbi Yochanan, Shmini Melech Pirchei Kahuna, Ochu Lahem Latrich, Halal Tuthim, Shal Beis HaMikdash, Vekulem Nisafu. Rabbi Yochanan said that 80,000 young Kohanim fled into the cells of the Beis HaMikdash, around the Eichel, and all of them were burned. Vekulem Lehishtaya, Ela Yerishua, Ben Yutzedek, Kaila Godol, Shneema Halei Zu Ud Mutzal Me'esh. All of them, only Yeshua ben Yudzedek, the Kohen Gadol, remained. As the Pasuk says in Zechariah Gimel Pasuk Beis, this is a firebrand saved from the fire. Amar Yechon, Shmoyim Elif Pechik Yehuna, Ebochu Teich, Chai Leisav, Shem Nechad Netzar, Vahokul Ahem, Etzal Yishmaelim, Omru Loin, Avu Lan, Nishti, De'anen, Tzache. Amar Yechon said that 80,000 young Kohen had fled from Nechad Netzar's soldiers and went to the Yishmaelim. He said, give to us to drink, because we're thirsty. Yaviyu lefneihem, minei meluchim, v'noidois nefuchim, amuloin, ochlun ve'osun, shesaya, v'kem tahavachad minhoin, shoi, zika, v'yayavlei, good pume, v'ypume, havarucha, nofad, v'havachanakli. They brought upon to them kinds of salty food and inflated pouches. They told them, eat and then drink. Once one of them untied the bind around the flask opening and put it to his mouth, the air left the pouch and choked him. And over the chsiv, Pasa Barav, Matovav Baravia, Bayar Barav Talinu, Vi Sunim Vyar Levanoin, Barav Talinu. This is why it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Chofana Pasuk Yib Gimel, the harsh prophecy concerning Aravia, the great burden of punishment will come on Aravia. In the forest in Aravia did you lodge? Both who were in the forest of Levanon, in the Beit HaMikdash, they lodged in Arav. Ela Ochoif denonim, ken ochohain de b'nei dudaya avdin. Are these ochoif denonim? Is this the way beloveds act? Yishmol shetzama loylikos sama atav mayim, v'yifkach elikim es einar v'tere be'er mayim. Yishmol was thirsty, didn't. Now we go to the next pasuk there in Yishayah. Towards the thirsty, they bring water with Hashem. He actually gave to him water, as it says in the pasuk in Bereshis of Aleph, pasuk Yutef. And Hashem opened up her eyes, and she saw a well of water. Before didn't come to you willingly, and we quote from the beginning of the next pasuk, pasuk Tezvav, for because of the swords, they wandered because of the outstretched sword. They were exiled because they didn't want to guard their shmitoiv, as it says in Shmois Choskim or pasuk Yud Aleph, using the same word Netusha. Here it says that in the seventh year you shall release it and abandon it. We play Keshes Drucha. And back to the pasuk in Yeshayah, they come now to the next phase. Because of the bow, because they didn't want to guard their Shabbosos, as it says in Nehemiah, in Pergigim, pasuk Tezvav, in those days I saw in Yehuda people who were pressing in the wine press on Shabbos. And we play COVID in the Homash, the words of Achim, the Mechamta Shatira, and that Omar, Alkanium, and the Sefer, the Mechamta Shatira. And now to the next phrase in Yeshaya, it says, the final phrase in the Pasuk, and because of the pressure of war, because they didn't want to fight in the war of deeply learning Torah, as it says in the Pasuk, where Midbar, Peh Chafalah, Pasuk Yudalad, therefore, it's told in the account of the wars of Hashem. Amr of Yochanan me Geves bad Antiphus, Fishin Ribri Ayoes Hayu Akatana Shvahen, Yehisa Beshemesh, Tachsir Bo, the Achmanche Beshemesh, Yuob on Hashem, Gamer, Vilim Ruach Achas Hayu. Yochanan said that from Geves to Antiphus there were 600,000 cities. The smallest was Beshemesh, about which it says in small Alaspek Vov, Osik Yutes, and he smote other people of Beshemesh. And it says there are 50,000 men. The Pasuk says, because they had gazed upon the Aron of Hashem. There so many, and that refers to the harvesters just on one side of the city. You can calculate how many were in the entire city. They were asked how that nowadays if you fill from Gebes to Antifa from sticks, it wouldn't bear 600,000 sticks. Rabbi answered, Eretzisol shrank. Rabbi Zera Boyre, Machat Sifa, who Eretzisol, Shehi, Oisa, Peiris. Zera said, see how brazen it is Eretzisol. It produces Peiris produce, even though Yisol were exiled. And it says, Gafrif Amelech, Sefer Kol Al-Tzah, that there'll be sulfur and salt running up the entire land. Nothing should be able to grow. Hi, Yosef, it was, how does it produce fruit? Trainer Mariam Chadam with Ney, Shemizablan Oisa, Uchorana Amram with Ney, Shahuchim es Asa. Two Amram disagreed about this. One said it's because they fertilize it. The other said it's because they turn over the earth. Ugda Hava, Bechad, Havakoim, Zor, Bahada, Bekas, Alkal, Bekavash, Yadar, Yadar, Venofak, Asa, Yikido, Bekid, Zor. So the case in which one was seeding in the valley of Alkal, he pressed his hand on the plough and scorched earth came out and burned the seeds. Tani of Isiame, Hamishim Mishtaim, Shona Lenua, Uis Tasba, Eretzisol, Mataima, Oif Shamayim, Bad Behema, Nodadu, Holhu. Yeshi says in the Baisa, for 52 years, a bird was not seen flying in Eretzisol. And what's the source of that? There's a Pasuk in Yumia, in Pasuk Tess. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts have fled, and are gone. The Gematria Behema is 52. Olevi Hanina, Kodim Haboim Shona, Adchele Gori Yisrael Lebovel, Notu Tomorim Lebovel, Alideshu Lehutim, Acham Efika, Shimu Ageles, Lashon Neteira. Hanina said that 40 years before Yisrael were exiled to Babel, Hashem arranged that they planted date trees in Babel, to avid pursuit of sweetness is accustomed to tongue to the Torah. Am Rabbi Hanina b'Rei Dov Yavo, Shom Yoyis Mine Dogim Tohirim, Shom Yoyis Mine Chagovim Tohirim, La Oishay Mespar Kulhem Golu in Yisrael at Babel, Shifozu Kulhem Chozu in Mohem Chuz Ben Adag Hanikra Shibuta. Hanina b'Rei Dov Yavo said that 700 kinds of Toho fish, 800 kinds of Toho locusts and birds without number were exiled with Yisrael to Babel. When they returned, all of them returned except for the fish called Shibuta. The Dagim Heichgalu, how were these fish exiled? Water did not connect the rivers and lakes of Yisrael to those of Babel. The Chuna by Yosef Amal, Derech HaTohayim Galu Adech HaTohayim Chazu. The Chuna by Yosef answered that they were exiled through the Tohayim, which is the underground water, and returned through the Tohayim. Amal of Yochanan, Asher Mishu Roya, of Halosa Shel Talmud, Ji Haifa Shutefes, Rehoven Abai Thurishoin, Rehoven Abai Shashini. Yochanan says, fortunate is one who sees the downfall of Talmud with a partner in the destruction of the first and second of the Mikdash. Rehoven Rishoin, Hemida Shmoinim Elef Shatim, Rehoven Hashini, Hemida Shmoinas Alofim Shatim. In the destruction of the first place of Mikdash, it raised 80,000 armed soldiers to help conquer Yerushalayim, and in the second, Orban, it raised 8,000 armed soldiers. Nechashaiya, Arash Rufus, Shaikh Al-Smaiz Zahichel. Our Mishnah says that the city was plowed. Rufus, may his bones be ground. He plowed the Heichel. We come up to the next Mishnah, as Halacha Vav. Vishinichnes Av, Mamartim, Mesimcha, Shavashichal, Tishabav, Lies, Vesecha, Asum, Mensaper, Mechabes, Vachamishi, Motorim, Mepnek, Vesha Shabbos. Mishnah says, from when Av begins, we decrease Simcha. The week in which Tisha B'Av falls, it's forbidden to cut hair and launder. On Thursday, it's permitted due to Kfeid Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, Le'echol Adam Shnei Tavshilin, Le'echol Basa, Le'ev Shnei Ayin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, we may not eat two cooked foods, we may not eat meat and drink wine. Rishim Gamliel Yishaneh. Rishim Gamliel says, he changes. Yudah Mechayev B'Kfeid Samita, Le'echol Yilechacham. Yudha obligates turning over the bed, Chacham did not agree to him. The Gemara says, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Adada Ad Omar, Rabbin Yin Shor Simcha, Aval Im Haya Kreisloi Goya, Soisloi Ubrano. Yeshua ben Levi says that there's a mission that says that we decrease building. This refers to building of Simcha. But other building is permitted. If one's wall was leaning to fall, he destroys it and rebuilds it. Amr Shmuel, the Kreisloi, she said, the Ganabe. Shmuel said, well, may rebuild only a wall of a house in which he lives. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyen, Amar Koyen Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Acha, Rishem Rabbi Yaakov by Izzi, also Laris Ishaber Shabbos. Abba Bar Koyen in front of Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Acha said the name of Rabbi Yaakov by Izzi is forbidden to be Mekadosh a woman on Erev Shabbos. Adad Ad Omar, Shulei Lasis, Sudas Erosin, Alaris Yaris, and this is means that one may not make a suda of Erosin, but one may be Mekadesh. Shmuel Amar, Afilu B'Tisha B'Av Ya'aretz Shleik Admenu Acher. Shmuel says, even on Tisha B'Av, one may be Mekadesh a woman, lest someone else be Mekadesh her first. Rav should say to Shmuel, Tamanhu Amar, if you say, Elokim Moshe V'Yechidim Beisa, V'maznayim La'alav Hema Mehevel Yachad, V'achu Amahochein. Uma points out that Shmuel seems to contradict himself. There he said, quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim, Samachef Pasuk Zayin, that Hashem brings individuals to a home. And it says in Tehillim Samach Beis Pasuk Yud, were they to be put on a scale, together they would equal vanity. And these Pesukim teach that Hashem makes matches while they are fetuses. And here he says that it depends on people's actions. Rather, it's lest someone else be Makadisha first through his prayers. Even so, it will not last, means she'll be widowed or divorced and marry the one whom Hashem intended for her. Amr Biyona Hadodad Amel, Meruach, Lambush, Yona said it's forbidden to launder and wear, but one may launder and prepare garments to wear them after Tisha B'Av. She says, we say that a laundry may not do his work during the week of Tisha B'Av, because it's forbidden even to even launder in order to wear them after Tisha B'Av. It's a pliga of Rabbi Yonah, Shabbos Chal Tisha B'Av liyos b'seicha, asum l'saper l'mechabes b'over chamishim v'tomam b'nei kvod ha-Shabbos. We have a question against Rabbi Yonah from the Mishnah. The week in which Tisha B'Av falls, it's forbidden to cut hair and launder. On Thursday, it's permitted due to kvod Shabbos, means to wear on Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. But the rest of the week is forbidden to do that. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Hamnuna letifpoyos v'shava. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Hamnuna, answered that on Thursday it's permitted due to kvod Shabbos refers to cutting hair. The entire week one may launder in order to wear after Tisha B'Av. Take out the next few lines, and we're going to have them later on. It should now say la'achrav mahu. What is the law of after the fast? Rabbi Yochanan amar la'achrav after. Rabbi Yochanan says that after it is forbidden. And we take out the next line, it should say, the next few words, it should say, Dosha, Evachia Ba'aba, Yetzipurai, Ka'adol, it should say, Rabbi Yochanan, Bekiblan Alehoin. Evachia Ba'aba expounded to the people of Sipurin, like Rabbi Yochanan's teaching, and they did not accept it on themselves. Amar Bi'imi, Rabbi Yossi, Ve'in Ben Ache, Shalavichia Ha'adol, Chalakalav. Rabbi asked Rabbi Yossi, doesn't Rav, who is the son of the brother of Evachia Ha'adol, argue with Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Befeirush, Pligin, Rabbi Yochanan, Amal Achav, Asa, Shisei, Rav Omer, Lachav, Mutter. Makes the answer that they explicitly disagree. Rabbi Yochanan says that after is forbidden, and Rav permits after. Shisei now, Roshim ben Lakish, Omer, Lachav, Mutter, Roshim ben Lakish holds, after it is permitted. Avad la Roshim ben Lakish, how does Roshim ben Lakish explain our Mishnah, which forbids week of Tisha B'Av, it doesn't distinguish after from before. Patala, the Tisha B'Av shechal yos b'Shabbos v'leis shema min aklum. He explains that it discusses when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. So you don't know anything about after Tisha B'Av from this. You should say now, Rabbi Abba Bar Koyin, Amma Kami Rabbi Yasa, V'acha b'shem Rabbi Abu, Tisha B'Av shechal yos b'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is mutois. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyin in front of Rabbi Yossi said, and Rabbi Yocha, quoting Rabbi Abba, said that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the 2 weeks, means before and after it, are permitted. They argue with Reish Lakish. Yitzchak ben Elazar, and the Havah Tisha B'Av, Nafek, Havah Machrez, V'schoin Sefraya, Amanda Bayi Yisrael. Yitzchak ben Elazar, after Tisha B'Av finished, would announce, open the barber shops, and one who wants may cut his hair. This is like Reish Lakish. Siv, Vehishvati kol mesesa haga chadsha v'shabata v'chol mayada. Tivoy moy nagin haga sepoyoy nagin chadosha. Tivoy nagi shabse chazvin rabbanon de tivoy v'min haig rabbanon de sepoyon. The Gemara says it's written in Hosea in Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel. And I'll terminate all her rejoicing, her festivals, her new moon, and her Shabbosos, and all of her appointed seasons. People of the south conduct like Chagah, means forbid laundering from Rosh Chodesh, which is 8 days. The Ches and also Gimel Hei allude to 8 days. People of Sipurin conduct like Chadosha, means they forbid the entire month. People of Tiberia forbid Shabbat, which is the week of Tisha B'Av, like our Mishnah. And Rabbanon of Tiberia retracted to conduct like the Rabbanon of Sipurin. V'yemya b'shem v'chia ba'aba. בדין היה שיהיו מסענים בעשירי, שבהי נסף פסל הקנו, ולם התבצעי שפהי התחילה הפורנוס. רבי ימיה, quoting רבי אבא, said it would be proper to fast on the 10th, on which פסל הקנו burned, while they fast on the 9th, the punishment began then. ותעני קן בשבי נכס לסייכה בשמיני היו מקרקוים בוי, בתשי הציס בוי אסעור, ובעשירי נסף. We bring a support from Abisa. On the 7th, the besiegers entered the Migdash. On the 8th, they were shouting in it. On the 9th, they lit it on fire. And on the 10th, it burned. Rishur ben Levi, Tzim Chi v'Asiri, Re'avon Tzim Chi v'Asiri, Re'Levi Tzim Chi v'Levi Asiri. Rabbi Levi fasted on the 9th and 10th. Avun fasted on the 9th and 10th. Rabbi Levi fasted on the 9th and the night of the 10th. Rabbi Av Azav, the B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Bikesh Rabbi Lakol, Tisha B'Av, V'lei Nichalei. Rabbi Azav, the quoting of Chanina, said that Rabbi wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, even though there was no Mikdash, there were no afflictions in his time, but they didn't let him. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Imcha Yisi Vleis Amos Hachi Elabikesh Rabbi La'akor Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos V'lei Nichalei. Rather said to Rabbi Abba, I was with you when Rabbi Chanina taught this, and it wasn't said this way. But the Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, and they didn't let him. Amahel v'nitche yitche, amulo yitche l'macha. Rebbe said since it was pushed off from the 9th, it's completely pushed off, and they told him no, it's pushed off until tomorrow. V'gazi lei ha'hi, the tanin and tamon, v'v yuchan v'mbreika oime, ha'shneim v'oime, v'yivach v'isam elikim, v'yim elahem, elikim pu'u v'geime. Ba'azavda repaid him, means correct the blazer, when he wrongly quoted Rabbi Chanina, because there's a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yochanan Reuke says, it says about both Adam and Chava, and Hashem blessed them and said to them, go forth and multiply. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Reuke. And Rabbi quoting Rabbi Chanina, said, the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Reuke. Amli Rabbi Abba Ba'azavda, imcha isi, ulis amrus, ele imhoisa teivaz, lenase hadinima. Rabbi Ba'azavda said, I was with you when Rabbi Chanina taught this, and it wasn't said this way, rather, if she wants to marry a man who's capable of having children, in order to have children to support her in her old age and to bury her, the law favors her, and her husband must divorce her if she's not able to have children. She says that she wants to fulfill her mitzvah, we don't force him, because halacha does not follow Rabbi Yochanan Breike. Karlei Hayin, Tovim Hashnayim Ha'echad, and the Pasuk says about them in Koheles, the Perek Dalet Pasuk, Tes, two are better than one. Mo Yeshnei Chalef in Have Yalef Ochel Litra de Koped Yechol Palga. In Have Yalef Shtei Kaset de Chamal Yesh de Palga. On the Erev Tisha B'Av, the first Tana forbids two cooked dishes, meat and wine. The Shimon Gamliel says he changes. What does it mean he changes? He decreases from what he usually eats. If he normally eats a liter of meat, he eats a half. If he normally drinks a certain measure of wine, he drinks half. Amav Yochanan Avad Ikasudas Tisha B'Av. Rechon said this is only in the primary meal, means the last meal before the fast of Tisha B'Av. Amr Rabbi Hoshea Avad, Mishay Shoyis in the Mountain. Rabbi Hoshea said this is only from 6 hours of the day and onwards. Amr Rabbi Yossi Tartirin, Lekula, Achos Sudas Tisha B'Av, Mishay Shoyis in the Mountain, Afilo Oilal Shulchanai, Kuzudas Shleimai Mutter. Achos Sudas Mishay Shoyis in the Mountain, Afilo Oilal Shulchanai, Kuzudas Shleimai, Kuzudas Shleimai, Peshatoi Mutter. Rabbi Yossi said both of them are to be lenient, means if he ate Sudas Tisha B'Av before 6 hours of the day, even if he puts on the table like the meal of Shlomo is permitted, if he ate his meal and he intends to eat again before the fast from 6 hours and onwards, then even if he puts on his table like the meal of Shlomo in his time, it's permitted. Tani Tisha B'Av Shechal Yois Shisei B'Shabbos V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yois B'Shabbos Avila Oilal Shulchanai Kasudas Shlomo B'Shaltei Muta. The Baisa says if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and similarly if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, even if he puts on his table like the meal of Shlomo in his time, is permitted. Rav min dahava achol kol sochei have sava bistei kitma amazuhi ekasudas Tisha B'Av ekay mashenema vayagres bechatzatz shinei ich pishani beefel. Rav, after he ate as much as he needed, he would dip his bread in ashes and say, this is the main suda of Tisha B'Av. To fulfill the Pasuk in Eicha and Peregimel, Pasuk Tezayin, indeed he has made my teeth grind on gravel and caused me to wallow in ashes. Yos Amav Yehuda, Ma Talmud Rabbanon. Yehuda said properly that one must turn over the bed. What is Chacham's reason to disagree? Also, Commission Mason Mutter Lefonov, they should say, Shepotim Akriyas Amitta, Vyoshan Amitta, Shein Akfuya. And says they made him like one whose dead relatives in front of him, he's exempt from turning over the bed and sleeps on a bed that's not inverted.